Hey everybody, this is Piffle's Podcast here with your weekly food fight. This week, a spooky food fight.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, don't roll your eyes. Come on, Greg, that was fun.
I think I detached a retina.
Halloween week. Halloween's on Wednesday. Let's talk Halloween candy, shall we?
Yep.
Sure.
Chocolate bars, probably the number one Halloween candy.
Full size only.
Bags of chips. That's how you knew that was a good place to go to.
Chips was your deciding factor?
But when you saw that, you're like, that's a great place. And then like you go and take off your mask and go put on a different one and come back like 20 minutes later to that same house and get another bag of chips.
You think they would remember you?
No.
Not if they're busy.
I was a stupid kid.
Okay.
All right. So, best Halloween candy. Go.
Wonder Bars.
They're not even the best chocolate bar, let alone best Halloween candy.
Yeah, they are.
They come... Where's the box with all the candy?
Mini Aero Bars.
Oh, that's even worse than Wonder Bars.
I'm not mad at Mini Aero Bars.
But the Mini Aero Bars are better than full-size Aero Bars. I don't know why, but
because
I believe it.
Because there's less of it?
I believe that to be true.
So, like, in the Wonder Bar one, it comes with Wonder Bar, Caramilk.
Overrated.
Amy, I agree, 100% caramel, very overrated. I like it, by the way.
Crispy Crunch, good choice.
Crispy Crunch and Mr. Big.
Mr. Big is no good. I had one today, it's no good.
You're no good.
Listen.
Mr. Big, I'm a big fan. Crispy Crunch, probably the best of the bunch.
Best of that one, yeah.
Wonder Bar's number four.
Wonder Bar's first on the box.
It's number four, they're giving you false... I don't know what they're doing.
Proper rankings go Crispy Crunch, Wonder Bar, Mr. Big, then Caramel.
Crispy Crunch, Mr. Big, Caramel, Wonder Bar.
Wonder Bar, Crispy Crunch, Caramel, Mr. Big.
God, you guys are both wrong. And Greg, I've been like agreeing with you the last couple weeks on things.
Because Amy's usually wrong.
Well, she's wrong again.
Yeah. And Sour Patch Kids, A1 Halloween candy.
Sour Patch Kids are fantastic. What else we got here? We got Fuzzy Peaches with us, Swedish Fish, and Swedish Berries.
The Swedish things can go away. I'm biased against the Swedes, apparently.
give me the Swedish Berries. Those are, oh, yep. Fuzzy Peaches.
I like Swedish Berries.
All of the above.
I like Swedish Fish.
Big fan of them.
I like Fuzzy Peaches. And, by the way, Swedish Fish, they got their game on point with the ratio.
Four reds and an orange.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Because yeah. Red is the best.
And the itty bitty tiny weeny fuzzy peaches.
Fuzzy peaches are so good though.
Watermelons are better.
So, all right. All time best Halloween candy.
Wonder Bars.
Wonder Bars, Amy says. Greg?
Anything that's not a toothbrush. I hated those houses.
Weren't they the worst? The point is to ruin my teeth, not to, like,
yeah.
clean
but
them up.
But did those houses only give you a toothbrush, or did they give you candy, too?
No, just toothbrush.
Oh, that's rude.
Yep, and, like, a comic about brushing your teeth. So we started skipping that house after a while.
Maybe they were dentists. They should have given you their business card with it.
Rockets.
Those...
The best.
You only ever see those at Halloween. Like, you can't... You can't just walk into a store and buy a bunch of rockets.
And that's a shame.
I usually buy a bag of rockets just for him for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I can't wait till November 1st, International Half Price Candy Day.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, yeah, I know. But
what,
yeah.
What about those, like, little, what are they called, molasses kisses? The little Halloween ones?
Those things are garbage.
Right?
They're terrible.
I'm not mad
are they the worst?
They are the worst.
No.
Those things literally would stay in, like, in my closet. I had a bag full of the Halloween candy growing up. And I swear to God, those things made it to every Halloween. If I would have kept them all, but they're not the worst.
I'd rather have those than toothbrush.
They're close to the worst. The worst?
Don't you dare say Tootsie Roll.
Candy corn.
Those are terrible.
Oh, candy corn's
bad
gross.
Too. You know what I learned? Actually, candy corn, because they're orange, white, and yellow, you stack them up properly so that the orange is on the inside and you do it in a big circle. It looks like a piece of corn. Like the yellow sticking out. I never knew that before. It just never dawned on me. I don't like the thing, so maybe that's why. But that's cool.
They taste terrible. I swear to God, they just grab the candy corn from the garbage and recycle it for the following year.
They're like the Buckleys of Halloween candy?
Yeah, but it doesn't work. It just tastes bad. Yeah.
And also,
it'll give you a buzz.
And also, I really like Buckleys, too. It tastes fantastic.
Oh, Buckleys was amazing in hockey. We used to drink it out of the bottle.
You know, that's weird.
I finally met... My soulmate, somebody who actually likes Buckley's too. That's amazing.
I'm just sitting here eating a Wonder Bar, living my best life.
How long did it take you to have, when you guys went out trick-or-treating, how long did it take you to finish all your candy?
Well.
Were you like one of those that you had to pay the parent tax and you only got to have like 3 pieces a day kind of thing? Or was it just like all hands on deck and
no, go free for all.
It? Yeah.
Free for all. I hid mine underneath my bed.
Well, you had to hide it from brothers.
Well, I hid mine and ate all of mine first, and then I went into Matthew's room and stole his. But apparently, he took an inventory, so he knew when I stole it. And he never said anything to me.
The joys of being an only child, I just got to eat it.
Officially, I only had it after meals. Unofficially, I went in that bag anytime I damn well wanted.
Just because it happened like 6 hours after a meal.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which happened to be right before a meal.
Exactly.
It's still after a meal.
Exactly. But.
Did you get to keep it in your room?
Yes.
They trusted you to not have it whenever you wanted?
I, like that, then like now, I am an angel.
Yeah.
Trustworthy and honest.
Do you guys ever get cans of, like, pop?
No.
Because that's a thing.
It wasn't.
Juice boxes was a thing when I was a kid.
Yeah, juice boxes were a thing in Mooseman, too, when I was growing up. Then you.
Or freezies.
Freezies were good.
I never really got those.
No?
No. I almost feel like that's a cop-out. I don't know why.
Freezies?
Yeah.
They were the best.
I don't know why I feel that's a cop-out.
But growing up, too, though, it was. I don't know about the city life, but in like small town Saskatchewan, you would get the homemade treats.
My mom used to make popcorn balls.
And you can't get away with that now.
Oh, no. Rice Krispies squares. There was a couple houses that used to give those out.
Yeah.
Yeah, homemade, that was my favorite. Like, yeah.
Or like big bags of popcorn. Like, they'd like, make like giant bags of kettle corn and hand those out.
Nice.
Kettle corn is gross. I said it.
Oh, she enjoys being wrong.
She must.
I don't like it. The sweet and salty thing doesn't do it for me in kettle corn. Caramel corn, I can get with that.
You guys dressing up for Halloween at all?
No. I'll dress up as a cranky old lady.
Well, that won't be hard for you.
That's what I'm wearing right now. It's my daily uniform.
I'll probably end up putting on my Mexican wrestling mask at work tomorrow, but that's about it.
Are you dressing up at work?
Nope. I think, not that dressing up's bad, but if I'm going to...
You're a grown man?
Well...
Kinda?
Kinda. Grown. But that's about it. All right, well, Halloween candy. Let us know what your favorite is. We'll post a little poll up on Twitter and let you guys decide. And let us know. What are you guys giving out for Halloween?
Full-size bars.
Full-size bars. And feel free to DM us your address, because we will come by and we'll definitely help out the cause. Happy Halloween, everybody.